Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Spiritual Excellence, a study of practical discipleship. In this session, we'll be looking at Luke chapter 14, verses 16 to 24. Excellence requires setting priorities. Chuck Swindoll said, "Life is a lot like a coin. You can spend it any way you wish, but you can only spend it once." Priorities is about determining what comes first. Our top priority as Christians is found in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Every decision ought to pass through the Matthew 6:33 filter. Where I spend my time, how I use my talents, where I put my treasure. The filter presents a two-pronged question. Is it for His kingdom? Does it relate to His righteousness? "But seek first" implies that some are not seeking the right things. Who? The Gentiles. Verse 32. "For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." These things, to determine them, you must go back to verse 24. The Gentiles were seeking to serve two masters. And yet the promise is clear in verse 33. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So what does it take to live differently in this world? Well, you need vision to see beyond what others see. You need the determination of hanging tough in a crowd. And priorities. Who's on first in your life? Look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 down to verse 16. "He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him." All things were created through Him and for Him. Listen, do you have a job? It's for Him. Do you have good health? It's for Him. Do you have a family? It's for Him. Look at verse 17 carefully. "And He is before all things, and in Him all things consist." Christ is the center. Verse 18. "And He is the beginning, and He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He may have the preeminence." Listen, let me ask you this. Does Jesus Christ have first place in all areas of your life? Look at Luke chapter 14, verses 1 through 15. "And now it happened, as He went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath, they watched Him closely. And behold, there was a certain man before Him who had dropsy. And Jesus answering spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, asking, 'Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?' But they kept silent. And He took him and healed him and let him go. Then He answered them, saying, 'Which of you, having a donkey or an ox that has fallen into a pit, will not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day?' And they could not answer Him regarding these things. So He told the parable to those who were invited, when He noted how they chose the best places, saying to them, 'When you're invited by anyone to a wedding feast, Do not sit down in the best place, lest one more honorable than you be invited by him, and he who invited you and him shall come and say to you, give place to this man. And then you will begin, and you begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you're invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when he who invited you comes, he may say to you, friend, go up higher. Then you will have glory in the presence of those who sit at the table with you. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he also said to him who invited him, when you give a dinner or a supper, do not ask your friends, your brothers, your relatives, nor rich neighbors, lest they also invite you back and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you. For you shall be repaid at the resurrection of the just. Now when one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things, he said, blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom of God. But verses 16 and 17, then he said to him, a certain man gave a great supper and invited many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, come, for all things are now ready. Come, come. Everyone should have jumped and got up and went. Verse 18. But they all with one accord began to make excuses. The first said to him, I bought a piece of ground and I must go and see it. I ask that you have excused me. And then verse 19. Another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen and I am going to test them. I ask you to have me excused. And verse 20. Still another said, I married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Lord, give me a break. Just a little time. None of these excuses are wrong in themselves, but the priority of eating a kingdom meal should be first. Look at verses 21 down to verse 24. So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes in the city and bring in here the poor and the maimed and lame and the blind. And the servant said, Master, it's done as you commanded, and there's room. And the master said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper. Listen, as Christians, you can't pick and choose. The ranks were certainly thinned out on that day. Whatever is in first place, if it isn't Christ alone, is in the wrong place. And the ball is squarely in your court. But let me ask you, what is really first in your life? You answer that question, and you have a great day.